Last week, the Rays' plans for a waterfront stadium were put on hold. Robert Stewart, the chairman of the Pinellas County Commission, asked Matt Daniels, the CEO of Bear Creek Capital, one of the three partners that will develop the site, whether the Toy Town site might be an alternative stadium location.
We haven't had any discussions with the Rays about locating a stadium.
Okay.
But we would be very open, you know, if it's in the wishes of the county, the city, the state, to pursue something like that venture. We would be very open and excited about doing that.
Great.
And we're dedicated to making this a win-win for the whole community.
Another development partner is the Industrial Realty Group. Their president, Stuart Lichter, has developed several brownfield projects, which are sites with environmental contamination that need cleanup.
During the next year, we will be doing extensive work and spending an expensive amount of money to actually design the systems to determine what can be built on the site and with what density, and that will really help involve the baseball stadium also, because if we can build what we want to build, my assumption is the baseball stadium would also be possible.
The developers who formed the Florida Gateway Development LLC for this project provided an overview of the tentative plans proposed for the Toy Town property located at Interstate 275 and Roosevelt Boulevard. Along with an adjacent 300 acres of land, the new site would be called the Villages at Gateway Fields and would include office space, retail shops, a hotel, a residential village, and new parks and facilities. Bill Tittman, vice president of Mountain Sky Group, one of the development partners, discusses the Toy Town project and the effect it could have on Pinellas County.
We think this is so strategically situated to be a super regional center and stem the tide of dollars flowing across across the bay. And we believe it also will have the ability in providing a unique experience to pull some of those dollars from Hillsborough residents over to Pinellas as well.
Mike Mydell, the Pinellas County Director of Economic Development, listed the several possible outcomes and benefits that the development of Toy Town would have.
It does not preclude the possibility of a race stadium on the site as well. Economic development, this has a potential through the office space in particular to be a home for about 12,000 high-wage jobs, together with jobs from the retail sector and the hospitality industry on the site. The increased tax base is a potential of $16.4 million a year in new taxes coming into the county. That's for the property tax base alone. Potential also for the sales tax, as we've mentioned earlier. Now, a lot of us end up shopping over in Hillsborough County. We hope to capture that as well as become a regional draw. Potential for $3.5 million a year of additional penny for Pinellas funds to help us with our future capital costs through this project.
Still, there are several factors that will determine whether the plan proposed by the developers will be possible. Bill Tittman from the development group Mountain Sky mentioned some of the possible complications.
There are development challenges, as you can well imagine, building on a landfill. We believe we have them some solutions that we will work toward solving during the contract period. Our initial focus will be on the achieving an agreement with the Florida DEP to safely accommodate a foundation system on the property while being protective of the environment. We know that is also very important to the county and to the community at large. It's the two, you really can't separate the two issues, the geotechnical, meaning the foundation systems that will be needed to support the structure on top, as well as the environmental issues.
A due diligence period of 1 year that will span from July 1st, 2008 to June 30th, 2009 has been set aside to explore the feasibility of redeveloping the landfill site. For WMNF News, reporting from Clearwater with Sean Canan, I'm Concetta DeLuco.